I just have two slides, and I apologize. The branding is a bit much on the second one, but I pulled it out of a pitch deck and thought I'd be able to edit it, but I was completely unable to. So Steve asked me to talk a little bit about sort of the practical implications of all these different licensing issues, and I'm going to do that. And, you know, with all of this discussion about simplicity and the push to simplicity, I'm going to tell you that as open access is moving into a more mature phase, we are moving away from whatever simplicity there was. So how do I, this button? Okay. So this is my then slide. And this is what open access looked like when a lot of publishers introduced it a few years ago. You had one price, it was often set at the publisher level. It was $2,700, $3,200, $1,500. You had one author who was essentially, you know, the corresponding author who paid the price. And then you had one license or one license expression. So it might have been, you know, CC BY. A lot of publishers have been using that for some time. CC BY NC might have had no terms, in which case copyright applied. Could have been bespoke terms. But that's what it looked like then. So here's what it looks like today. So let's talk about how it actually works. And I'll do this within my allotted time, I assure Carlo. So essentially, I'm going to look at this one. You've got all these factors that determine the price that will be paid for open access. Now, not every publisher has all of these, but I assure you there are some publishers who have every one of these. So you've got, maybe there's a corporate price, maybe there's a member price, maybe there's a student member price, maybe there's a price for a specific funding agency because it's tied to a specific right set or a discount. Maybe there's an institutional holding, so American Chemical Society, if you're a subscriber, you pay less. Maybe there's also an international package like Wiley has. You know, the institution pays a certain amount up front and then gets a discount. You could have national pricing, so different pricing in different territories. I say Hanari, I mean the developing world. You might have a sub-Saharan African price for researchers and the like, and then institutional discounts, which I mentioned. So now to have open access, you go from having one price to having to figure out who this person, who the author is, and which bucket they go into before people get really angry at you, because if you charge the full price to the member, that's not just overcharging, that's a member relations problem for the society publishers. You know what that means. That's worse than anything. So you've got that. I call that sort of the fee resolver. What is the right price to pay? Then, who is the paying party? So remember, you had the one author. It was simple. Well, is it being paid by the author? Is it a split payment? Is it being paid by the funder? We know Wellcome Trust doesn't pay, but we also know Howard Hughes does. So is it the sponsor? Maybe there's a research sponsor. There will come a time, I'm going to use Carlo's phrase because I love it. He calls it platinum open access. Maybe there's going to be some super premium that the big pharma companies pay, and they get a whole different set of rights. That will come, certainly, as the market starts to settle and price optimize. Universities, particularly in the UK, they're the ones who are paying a lot of the RCUK and Wellcome Trust. They give the money to the University of Nottingham. University of Nottingham is now the paying entity. So now you have to figure out all of their workflows. Okay, now let's talk about rights. We've been talking here about CC BY, CC, I said NC, of course it's CC BY NC, but the non-derivative versions. We've talked about CC Plus or the patch. You can have bespoke terms. We've written our own license because we don't like the CC licenses. You can have special rules. So you could say, well, if you're a member of the society, you can do more with your article because we want to favor our members. Just as you can favor them on price, you can favor them on rights. Assuming you're not using a CC BY, you've got the STM guidelines. So commercial reuse of different material between publishers who are in this room is often free, but you need to have a way of tracking it and putting it all into that. And these are not, the main thing I want to get across is it's not that publisher A has CC BY ND or publisher B has CC Plus. publishers are going to have multiple variations within the publishing. And the reason I put that line up front is it could be price. You could say, well, I'll charge more for the CC BY license than I will for the CC BY NC. Or it could have to do with the category of author. You know, is it a member? Is it an institutional subscriber? Or it could have to do with both. So there are all those factors that then go into what rights are going to come out. And then, of course, you have to close the loop. Rights are all well and good, but now who's your rights buyer? So your rights buyer could be a corporate employee, could be an author or a publisher. Again, you know, if we're going to republish material from one publisher to another and it goes outside of the STM guidelines, there might be a fee, unless it's under a CC BY, in which case there's no fee. You've also got the researcher, the student. You know, you've got all your potential purchasing types of purchasers. And then the other thing that's sort of Sue alluded to is the fact that even with a CC BY, I think her phrase was the viral nature of the licensing doesn't really suit all the buyers. So here's my example. I'm a large pharmaceutical company. I would have had to spend $500,000 on reprints, but now I don't because there's a CC BY. The last thing I want is to get, you know, have my internal compliance people say, where's your permission? And you say, oh, well, it said CC BY on the website. So that's a buyer who actually wants a printable license, even if there's no fee attached. And likewise, publishers doing repub will very often want to have a license, a printable license in the audit trail, because when the book gets republished in 15 years, they've moved on to their competitor has moved on to there, and no one remembers what they did for permissions, and you don't want to have a little notation saying, oh, we use the CC BY. You want to have a printable license. So I think I kept within the time because we have a lot of time for questions. So I just wanted to point out that this is, in a way, a nightmare because it's complex, but it's also a sign of maturity in the market. So, you know, let's take everyone here who publishes 10 journals or more. Each of those journals has an institutional price that's not the same as the institutional price for every other journal, unless you're Wiley or Elsevier, and just by accident some of them happen to be the same. So you've got an institutional price. You have a member price. If there's a society, you might have a personal rate. You have the combined P&E rate. You have the rate that comes in the collection if you weren't a subscriber. You have the rate you pay in a collection if you were a subscriber. You have the fee cap you've negotiated. Why do you have that complexity? You have that complexity because that's a 400-year-old business model. And you know what? You don't even think about that as, oh my God, this is so complex. You think of it as, that's how we do business because it's mature. Ultimately, you want to be able to price to the market. You want to have the best price. You know, if you have many journals and some have a higher impact factor, you might be able to charge more for your open access. You might want to be able to charge more, as Nature does, for, you know, CC BY as opposed to CC BY NC. This complexity, which feels really difficult now, is actually where it should be heading, because that means that there's a market where you can actually do the price variation that you're used to doing. So with that, I'm going to sit down. How was that? I got to know. I've never met my time constraint before.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right.
Thank you, Roy, and thank you, Chris and Sue, for very good talks and